Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This Dave Chappelle story is really frightening, and I guess anybody who is a performer these days has got to be thinking about this.
Very, very disturbing. The Netflix is a joke comedy festival. It's going on at the Hollywood Bowl, which is an outdoor venue. I guess I would compare it to Ravinia, in that it's an outdoor festival, just so you can kind of visualize the physical setup of what was happening. Dave Chappelle and a lot of other comedians all were performing, but when Chappelle was on stage, a man ran up on the stage and tackled Dave Chappelle to the ground. The attacker got up. He tried running away, but he was caught and tackled by security personnel and members of Chappelle's team. Even Jamie Foxx, who was in the audience, got into it and helped tackle this guy. Dave Chappelle acknowledged him later on as, being the sheriff in town and taking control of things. But what's interesting to me is, security. It's tough to get on a stage. Normally at any venue, they have security people guarding the areas where somebody might be able to get on the stage. Apparently that was not the case last night, where this guy just ran right up there. He was taken into custody. They found that he was armed with a replica gun, a gun that can eject a knife blade. Wasn't clear on whether or not he had intended on using that, but they did find that on him. Chappelle was not injured during any of this. I mean, he fell to the ground, but there were no serious injuries, which, brings to mind another question. How does somebody get in with a weapon? Aren't they doing some kind of security? Most places that you go, I went to the Chicago Theater the other night and had to go through a metal detector.
Right.
And that's the case with, almost all venues these days. A report is saying that Chris Rock, who had done a set of this festival a little earlier in the evening, came with Dave Chappelle when Chappelle came back on stage. And Chris Rock said, "Was that Will Smith?"
or is this the Will Smith effect we're seeing?
I wonder if, that's going to be a copycat effect now, where people just feel like, if they can, they're going to try to rush the stage a little bit.
It's
very, very disturbing trend that we're now seeing played out.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have been announced. And anybody in there surprise you, Dean?
No, not really any surprises. One person got in who said she didn't want to be in, Dolly Parton. She made the big announcement that she didn't think it was appropriate for her to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The fans completely ignored her and went ahead and, still voted for her to be in. So Dolly Parton will be inducted, along with Pat Benatar, who is most notoriously one of the most snubbed performers for getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's been eligible for years now and hasn't made it. She has this morning, and so she'll go in, along with Duran Duran, Eminem, The Eurythmics, Lionel Richie, and Carly Simon. They have a category for musical excellence, and Judas Priest will be inducted in that category, along with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And they also have an early influence section. The great Harry Belafonte will be inducted in that category, along with folk and blues performer Elizabeth Cotton. And they'll do the actual induction ceremony in November.
Some good music people coming to Ravinia this summer, and those tickets are on sale now, aren't they?
Just went on sale 15 minutes ago, so wouldn't surprise me if some of the shows are already sold out in those 15 minutes. You can go to ravinia.org and take a look at the schedule. That's also the only place where you can buy tickets. They only sell tickets online now. Some of the shows you may find, unfortunately, are either sold out or lawn seats only because they have made tickets available. You okay there, Bob?
Yeah. No, I have a feather that I use to scratch itches here, and I just dropped the feather.
Oh, wow. Be glass feather, apparently. And I'm not going to be able to get the image out of my head of Bob scratching himself with a feather now.
Sorry.
Donors to Ravinia were allowed to purchase tickets before the general public. So some of the really, really popular shows, you know, there may be limited seats available for some of those right now. But if you go to Ravinia.org, that's how you buy the tickets, which are now officially on sale for the 2022 season, which gets underway in just a couple of weeks, by the way.
Good to have that back. So who is upset at Kim Kardashian and why?
There is an organization of wardrobe conservators, as they are called. They are interested in the honor and prestige of famous and historic wardrobe. In fact, the Cleveland Museum of Art has a section dedicated specifically to the history of costumes. And they are outraged that Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's gown to the Met Gala the other night, the gown that Marilyn Monroe wore 60 years ago when she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy. What they're saying is, the conservator saying, I'm frustrated because it sets back what is considered professional treatment for this historic costumes. Costume professionals came together to state a resolution that historic costumes should not be worn, only displayed. So they are concerned that so-called important people like Kim Kardashian would be allowed to take an historic, you know, costume like that from preservation and wear it out for an evening. You know, it's like taking the Declaration of Independence and using it to put your shopping list on the back of it.
Yeah, well, who gave it to her to wear?
Well, somebody was not respecting it as much as
guess not
somebody else. Yeah, I don't know.
Good news for Post Malone, huh?
Yeah, he's announced the other day that he's going to be a father. He is, you know, the one famously tattooed in the face, so we're anxiously awaiting the first sonogram to come out to see if the you know, the blessed event, the soon to be blessed event, also will have tattoos. If those are, if it turns out that those are genetic or not,
we'll see. Yeah. What's new in home video this week?
Well, let's see what we've got here for you. We've got did you watch that true crime documentary? The Staircase.
No.
When that came out, the documentary itself was quite compelling, but now Colin Firth and Toni Collette are starring in a dramatic adaptation of that called The Staircase again, and it's going to be on HBO Max starting on Thursday. If you are a Star Trek fan, on Thursday, the adventures of the Starship Enterprise before Captain Kirk took the helm. I will be featured in Star Trek Strange New Worlds. That is going to be on Paramount Plus. And if you are a Star Wars fan, may I be among the first today to wish you a May the 4th be with you. Today is Star Wars Day. And in honor of that, Disney has released a trailer for the upcoming Obi-Wan Kenobi series. That's running on YouTube right now, and you'll be able to watch the Obi-Wan Kenobi series starting on May 27th. Oscar nominee Glenn Close joining the Middle East thriller Tehran as its second season gets underway starting Friday on Apple TV+. For documentaries, if you're a fan of musicals, they did a really good one on the Broadway, off-Broadway production, actually, of Spring Awakening. Cast got back together again and talked about how this whole thing changed their lives. Netflix looking back at the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster and meltdown, which is streaming now. And this next one is one that I'm gonna check out frequently when I get stressed out and I just need to relax. There's a new series that's going to be starting on Netflix tomorrow called Wild Babies. That all it does is look at cute little baby animals in their environment.
So Why not?
You see these cute, adorable wild animals who will one day rip your face off, but as little baby animals, they're adorable and cute, and you'll watch it and just go ooh and ah all day long.
We need that. And here's a tip: we watched the final Ozark episode last night. And
what did you think about that?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, but it left me wanting a little bit. Although I enjoyed the whole series, but it tied things up, but I don't know. I wasn't totally satisfied.
You would have liked a little more. I've heard people who absolutely loved it, and I've heard some people who absolutely hated the final seven episodes.
I'm in the middle.
Yeah, so it's something for everybody.
But you know what? Don't miss, and a lot of people do miss it. There is a Netflix half hour called Farewell Ozark. I think that's the name of it. And it's kind of a behind-the-scenes wrap-up, and it's really interesting.
Those are always fun.
Be sure and watch that. And, I enjoyed hearing Styx music and references to Portillo's and Johnny's Beef. That was kind of fun. I don't want to say any more because I'll spoil it. And, enough people are upset with different things I do here.
Now I want a beef sandwich. That's what I took out of everything you just said. All I took from that is, I could go for a beef sandwich.
You're ready for that. You're up early. You're ready for dinner now.
Right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Bob.